Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for all audiences. So tell your friends, tell your family, tell your loved ones, tell your hated ones, tell even your mortal enemies about all this. This is an event that everybody needs to get behind because it's a cause that affects all of us. It is there. It is a global, worldwide problem. Covers wherever there's people, this problem exists. We all need to get behind and do something about it. Hello, I'm DJ Butterfly Feces, and it's 7 o'clock on the dot. It's 7 o'clock. All right. Now, we invite you to call in and let us know what you're thinking. You're listening to Cocooning from the Microphone. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. Honestly. What is going on with you? Okay, as always, let me start from the beginning. I was just an average Joe living in McKinleyville, California. McKinleyville, where horses have the right of way. I still stand by my statement that it is the best place there is. Oh, you should definitely visit and check out the rest of the world. But McKinleyville is truly a place you'd want to call home. We have everything in McKinleyville. It's Northern California, so it snows. You can ski, sled, snowboard, toboggan. But we also have a beach, so you can tan and surf, parasail, and boogie board. You got all that. You know what? I did everything there was to do in my hometown of McKinleyville. So the way I saw it, I never really tried that hard. I always thought I'm just going to be a guy who goes with the flow, who can just stop and smell the roses, who can get by. Honestly, that's what I remember thinking. I wasn't going to be one of those people who tries to go to college and get a high-demand skill in a certain type of job or whatever. My whole life is just going to be working for money. Let my money make me a slave, you know? I know that basically poor people, they hold on to every penny they've got, but there are a lot of people who are out there a slave to money, a slave to their job. They need to basically just sit there and keep working. And they're still broke at the end of the month with debt left to be paid over. They seem to be looking all right, but they're trapped. They're just trapped. I said that wasn't going to be me. Once again, I did everything there was to do in McKinleyville. And I thought when I got older, I'd do the same. That's a real thing. I remember thinking that. Honestly. Then it finally happened. That's right. I graduated high school. I wanted to get my diploma like everybody else did, but I talked to this guy there who was kind of basically a flunky. He told me that he flunked on purpose because he repeated his senior year 3 times because he was afraid to graduate. He told me, the moment they hand you that diploma, childhood is over. It's true. When they do, you're not a kid anymore. You're an adult now, and there ain't no going back. You realize how much harder life is when you're an adult. All you do is work, just to be broke, just to be trapped. But they gave it to me. I thought, okay, I'll find something. I'll take any job just so I can stay in this town and continue my odyssey and all that. And the truth was, there were no jobs available. I thought about even moving out, going on my own or whatever, but there aren't even any places that were available. It's just that McKinleyville, it's so cozy. We got everything going on there to the point that nobody wants to leave. People came in from out of town. They decided to move there. They saw how special we had it. They wanted it all. Perfectly understandable. You don't realize how brutal life really is and what it really is until you're in it. And you're trapped. I thought about going to college, but even I didn't want to spend my whole life just studying, working, fighting to be a slave to my money. I didn't want any of that. Honestly. I didn't know what to do. I was without means. I just stayed with my parents. I stayed in there. I like to say that basically I called it a one-bedroom apartment, a one-room apartment. That's what I called it. But as somebody pointed out, you can't even call it that unless you're paying rent, which I wasn't. Once again, no jobs available, dude. I remember feeling just kind of trapped. I was frustrated. I felt like life was passing me by. I wanted to just sit back and groove, but somehow it just wasn't working for me anymore. I couldn't do this forever. I got the name DJ Butterfly Feces because, well, let me tell you something. Before this show even, I was on the air. I had my own blog talk radio show, just like this one. Well, it was a little bit different. I talked about what was wrong with the world today and the changes we need to make. We need to make. We had to make them now. Thing is, I don't think anybody was listening. See, it's real easy to listen to a conventional radio show. You know, you've got on the basic terrestrial radio, one in your car or your alarm clock or the one you might have in your shower. Yeah, they got shower radios, too. You know what I'm talking about, all that noise. But how do you listen to internet radio? Even I didn't understand it. I didn't get it. Even I didn't. I don't know. Anywho, I just sat back there without means. I don't know. I was just basically, I was written off as somebody who personally was just kind of a lost cause. My parents, I knew they let me stay there as long as I did because otherwise I had to talk to each other. You know, I was a buffer. My father and mother kind of got together because I don't think there's anybody else who would have them. Their marriage was one of convenience. And they basically, my mother and father didn't have the energy to leave, the energy to try to find somebody else, live single. They stayed together out of comfort. And they let me stick around because otherwise I have to talk to each other. But once again, it got into the point where even they were tired of me. My father said, "You're not getting a job back in your own place. You got to get out of here. I'm evicting you. You got to go." He told me this around the holidays. That's right. The end of the year. He told me basically around there, well, it's time for family and all that. In the year, I got an eviction notice. Normally I would plead with him, but I don't know. I got tired of that whole scene, too. I didn't really feel like I wanted to stay either. So I packed my things. I had the clothes on my back and a backpack that wasn't even half full, and I walked out of the house. Now, when you're first kicked out of your place or whatever, you don't have anywhere else to go, at first it feels kind of scary. It's like, am I really homeless now? Did I just lose the roof and four walls over my head? Did I lose it all? Dang. I thought, maybe we'll work this out. Maybe basically we'll patch things up. I can't be out here. I can't make it. I'm not going to. There's nothing available. Really? Uh-huh. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. I didn't know. I didn't know what. I was so scared. I walked by Hammond Trail, a place in our town, which I walked many times before, but tonight was different. I didn't have a place to live anymore. I looked around and basically wondered if somebody would reach out and help me. Now everybody was busy providing for themselves. They didn't have anybody to know and to... They're busy. I thought about all the people out there getting married and having babies, having their circle in the world, their lives, whatever. Our childhood is over. We were young yesterday. Now we're becoming our parents. We understand why our parents were the way they were. We see what life does to you. As I walked to the end of the trail, there was, honestly, this big, hulking, heavy-set guy. There's a whole bunch of people, actually, but there was this one big guy in general who kind of stood out because he was the biggest. I said, hello. I was a little confused and uneasy because I thought I knew everybody in town. It turned out these guys were just passing through. The big guy said, hello, I'm organic okay. Organic okay? That's obviously not his real name. It's a street moniker he gave himself. People in the hood do that. You know? Anywho, I basically talked to him. I just sat there and I talked to him. I just said, basically, I told them, asked them what their story was, and they told me they were going all around helping the homeless. They were traveling all over the world picking up garbage and helping getting the homeless off the streets. I explained, I'm homeless now. I just got kicked out of my parents' place. I had a room. I wish I was paying rent on it, but truth is, there's no jobs available. Things are just so bad. I mean, even the worst jobs now, people, there's a rush of people to take them because everyone's trying to just survive. He told me, dude, come here. You want to join us? You want to come with us? You want to help us? Help you what? Pick up garbage, help the homeless. Where would I live? You stay with me. Stay with us. We'll take care of you. I couldn't believe my own good luck. The very night I've been kicked out, this guy was going to help me. He was going to, and he gave me a job of real importance, like a real hero's job. My job was to go out there and pick up trash and help them and all that. That was my new job. I was taken aback. He said, dude, what's your name? I told him my name. He said, no, not anymore. You are DJ Butterfly Feces. Why DJ? You told me you had a blog talk radio show once. Yeah, there you go. I wasn't a DJ. It don't matter. You're DJ Butterfly Feces. See, explain to me. Everybody knows how the caterpillar goes and spins his cocoon and then stays in there until he emerges a beautiful butterfly. They know that because the metaphor for life is in there, right? Yeah. But see, no one thinks about what the bug leaves behind. The bug droppings are fertilized. Everything grows from it. We're all connected organically to each other. Once again, I thought I understood what he meant. I didn't like the name DJ Butterfly Feces. I still don't, but I understood. Sounds like a name the mean kids in the schoolyard give you when they want to just torture you. You come with us. Then I helped them pick up the last of some garbage around McKinleyville. And before I knew it, we were off and running. I knew we were going to go. Beautiful. Before I knew it, we were basically, we spent New Year's Eve and New Year's Day in Vicenza, Italy. That's right, we were international. We had just left America, and we were celebrating the holidays in Italy. I noticed how much different the city looks, the structure we have to our own. And let me tell you, Italian cuisine in Italy, the home, you can taste the difference. The food, I mean, it was just so dang good. I never tasted anything so wonderful. And before I knew it, we made it a mission. Now, if you've been listening to our previous shows or whatever, you know, we were last in Sydney, Australia. Guess what? We were still there. There I was, honestly, beyond my means or whatever, just thinking to myself, I wonder if we really can help these people. I told you before in the previous show, I had talked to them about how we were trying to help everybody, and we tried to get some of them off the streets. Tried talking to the housing board. They took a few of them in, at least for a little while. But we wanted to help basically to expand their means, help the homeless. I wanted to invite some of them with us, just as I was invited. But once again, Organic told me, dude, I got some money to take care of some of you travel around. I don't have the money to basically take in every single stray off the streets, you know? You understand that? I can't do that. I understood. I don't know. Anywho, I came across basically another homeless guy who seemed to be, well, quite simply messed up. It appeared to be that being on the streets had especially, maybe had some kind of disease or something. He was especially, all his teeth were missing. He was drooling. So if he said, hello, I said hi, and I told him who I was. I told him all about the mission and what we were hoping to accomplish. It's 7:15 here on the program, cocooning from the microphone here with DJ Butterfly Feces, the one and only. Let us know what's going on with you. What are you thinking? We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. As I was saying, I basically just tried talking with him. I told him what we were going around doing. I said, are you all right? He nodded. Then he shook his head. Is that a yes or a no? I didn't get it. I asked him to tell me his story, how he went up on the street. He said, drugs. Drugs? Yeah. He told me I was on every drug there was. I was doing okay for myself and started taking drugs. I was feeling bad about myself and whatever, so I started using. It was a big mistake. It's why I'm on the street right now. Drugs. I still have a drug problem. I was taken aback. I don't know why it surprised me to hear about this problem in Australia. Drugs are a universal problem. They mess up a lot of lives. They destroy people. They're not doing so well for themselves, so they use them to completely self-destruct, but feel good while they're doing it. You know? But I talked to this guy. This guy was messed up. I wasn't sure what I was going to do. How do I help him? Do I help him? I don't know. I honestly don't know. How am I supposed to help? I says, what kind of drugs have you been on? He explained to me, every drug there is. I did them all. That's why I'm like this now. And I know, because my mother told me about this. You know, people who do drugs for so long, they don't even need to use to be slurring and out of it. They're like permanently like that now. It's permanent. The effects have taken hold. That is what happened to this man. And I, DJ Butterfly Feces, wanted to help. But you know, basically, a homeless shelter doesn't want to take somebody who this seems as much like a lost cause. They want to cut him dead. I want to tell Organic we need to do something to help him. But then I have to ask, help him? How? How are we supposed to help him? I got to tell you, I was basically in a conundrum. I did the best I could do for him. I did what I did for almost every single homeless person I came across. I sat down and listened to his story. He told me about his youth. He told me about basically back when he was a kid when he first started doing that stuff. He hung out with a drug crowd. Eventually, he needed more money for drugs or whatever. He lost his home. He lost his job. He lost his family. And look what he's become. I thought, I want to help you. I want to do something. Do you still use it? Yeah, whatever I can get my hands on. I couldn't believe it. I mean, I knew about this problem ever since I was a kid. They tell you about this. Children hear about this. They're told from the youngest age, so they know not to basically indulge on drugs themselves. They know. But it was still a shock to see an actual person going through all this. I told him basically that I was his friend, that I'm trying to help people like him. I told him about my whole honest-to-God expedition with Organic OK everywhere we went. I told him all the stuff I've been telling you readers, listeners. I'm telling you all about where we had been, what we had been doing, and how important it was, and how this is a problem that affects everybody. We need to stop it so we don't wind up on the streets begging, pleading, groveling, degenerating. I wondered how I could help this man. What was I supposed to do, though? You know what this guy reminded me of? He reminded me of when we went to Seattle. Seattle, Washington. There was a woman there who was, honestly, in her own way, who basically, she was blind and deaf. She caught a disease on the street, and she died there. And I was so taken aback, I basically tried to get everybody involved. I tried to make sure the news crew did a story on us, and I made sure her story was told on the news. And because of that, guess what? They made some changes. They started to basically have more housing for the homeless. Because I made enough of a to-do about the fact that people are dying out here. People shouldn't be just thrown away like this. It's a big world. Most of the planet's covered with water. There are ways we can find housing and some sustenance for everybody. But even I've said, we all know what we need to do, but nobody wants to do one to do it. Everybody's got to roll up their sleeves and get their hands dirty and get in there. A lot of people want nothing to do with it. A lot of people were angry at the life they were given, at the world, and they didn't want to help. They didn't want to contribute. They didn't want to make the problem better. They didn't. I really honestly got upset. Australia is at least a warm continent. Very warm. Nobody was quite freezing to death. This guy, I remember, but this guy, I looked at him and I said, okay, you think you can quit using? I don't think so, man. I got no reason to stop using. The longest distance between two points is an addict and a full recovery. It's a heck of a thing. When you start doing drugs and whatever, it becomes your whole life. That's all that matters to you. Using. It takes up your whole existence. And to get out of it, you got to hit personal rock bottom, and you got to go through a whole process of self-discovery. You got to go through the withdrawal of not using. You got to go through all that. You know? It's true. It's more than true. It's a scientific fact. So I went to Organic and I said, I want to help this guy stop using. I want to make sure that he's going to get better. And people said, all right, dude, I don't know if you can help him. If they want to get their hands on drugs, he's going to do it. And they may have lost too much to try anymore. Dang, it was something. I sat there, taken aback. Honestly, broken. Just feeling like a little bit helpless. Like, do I want to help this guy? Some people are beyond help. Some are just going out, and you can't save them. But I like to think we try with every soul. Everybody, we give the opportunity. Truth is, I made a decision. Honestly, I mean it. I never meant anything more in my life. So I sat there and helped him. When he had his withdrawals, look, I remember I basically used to drink a lot of soda. It was murder trying to get off of it. It hurt like hell. You got to make yourself kind of, sort of, you know, atrophy. You have to let yourself go through all that withdrawal. But I wanted to help this guy. I couldn't save that woman in Seattle, but because of her death, basically things, it got better for the homeless. She turned out to be a martyr. Dang. Truth is, it's just kind of a destitute feeling. I want to help. I want to do something. But I didn't know how. I know I could help this person. All the help he needed, rehab, getting himself back to, you know, some guy might think, it's going to cost more than it's worth, and what's the return on their investment? This guy was an example. There are people who feel like if you make enough mistakes in your life in a society, you don't get the chance to try again. They just throw you away. And that's what happened to so many of these people. They were cast out, set adrift. when I saw this, as often as I saw it, all this basically started to disgust me. It was repulsive. It was nauseating. It was heartbreaking. So what I did was I basically just sat down there and talked to him, like a friend, like a buddy, you know? We talked about everything, and I could feel, I could see him basically getting the withdrawal again. He needed a fix. But I knew it's not what he really needed. He needed to be fixed. I said, don't. Hold it in. You can be doing better than you're doing right now. You can. I asked Organic if he could basically come along with us.
He said, dude, I can't invite everybody on this trip. I can't. I can only take so many people.
I said, I don't think this guy has much time. He's addicted. He may be on the way out anyway.
Yeah, well, then his problems will be over soon enough.
It was a callous thing to say, but the truth is, I knew, I had an idea. Okay. What if you just help him out for a little while? Say what? He picks up some garbage or whatever, and you get him something to eat. You look at him for a little while. Just a little while. A little while. Like a baby. A baby while, you know?
Baby while.
A little while.
Oh. I don't know.
I listened to his whole story. He told me how the greatest feeling in the world was the high. He said, there's no greater feeling in the world than the high. There's no worse feeling than when it wears off and you're dying for the fix. Honestly, I was basically just perplexed. And you know what? I started to basically think about the other homeless people we had helped. How much good had we done them? Were they already back out on the street? And I also thought a lot about my family. I want to give them time to miss me, but I want to see how they're doing. I had to do something. I talked to the drug addict. I held him in my arms. I did. I know he's dirty, but I had to put that aside. It was like cradling a big, dirty baby. This homeless person needed help. I convinced him to join me in Organic, at least for a little while, to help pick up garbage here, this and that, whatever. I convinced them. I convinced them in spades. I convinced them. We were picking up garbage together. He wasn't sleeping rough anymore. He was sleeping with us. I mean in the hotel. He stayed there for a little while. He got cleaned up, got him a shave, brushed his teeth. Got him a shave, brushed his teeth, all that good stuff. And you know what I said? We're actually helping, doing something. All right. You've been listening to Cocoonin' from the microphone here with DJ Butterfly Feces. You can pick up all our shows off blogtalkradio.com. All right? You can. All right. Now, good people, I encourage you to stay tuned. Not from me, but just please, keep listening to the show. I hope you hear this and feel a sense of duty to do something for your fellow man, to basically make it so the homeless problem is a thing of the past. Solve the homeless epidemic. By doing so, you're not just helping your fellow man, you're making sure you don't wind up in the same boat they're in, the same sinking ship. Dang. That man that I made friends with, that dying drugged out man, likes that had a positive impact on his life. I want to thank you all for listening. Thank you for getting involved with this at some point. Thank you, and good night.